You motherfucker, put the phone down, you fucker. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, you wanker.
I'm calling from United Fiber Machines.
United Fiber Machines.
I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid coding. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hi. Hi, Bass.
Hey.
Hi, buddy. How you doing, man?
How you doing? I'm doing good. I'm drinking coffee.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. What time is it where you are? Is it noon already?
It's 12:14.
Oh, yeah. Nice dark coffee or white people coffee?
Oh, dark coffee, man. I drink my coffee dark. No cream, no sugar.
Yeah, like your stool.
Yeah. Damn right. Damn it.
Damn it. Damn it's the best thing in a long time, man. I'll tell you what.
Man.
I love it.
Yeah, I was having fun with those calls yesterday.
Yep. Yes, sir. And you were on earlier today. When did you guys... Well, you were on with Turbo, right? When did you guys finish?
Yeah, he finished a couple hours ago.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I think he was feeling a bit tired. He said he was up all night.
Well, yeah, it's understandable.
So, yeah. But we had fun. I mean, he broke some new ground and called Andorra.
Okay.
And some other countries, Morocco.
Oh, wow. Did you say he called Pandora?
No, Andorra.
Oh, I thought
it's a tiny country next to Spain.
Oh, I thought you called like Pandora like in the movie in Avatar. That'd be amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is fucking awesome. All right. Well, I'm Carlito. This is a Madhouse show. I'm not really prepared. I'm just making a final little tweak here to my new laptop setup. That's why it took me so long to start. And that's why I'm kind of bullshitting right now. I'm trying Linux for my Skype machine instead of the Windows laptop setup that I had before. And we'll have to see how that holds up. Maybe I'm hoping it's better. I don't know. Skype seems to have all the same features on Linux, but it's missing... It's not the same format, so I'm going to have to learn shit on the fly here with conferencing. I have yet to do that on here, so... Oops, I muted myself on accident, speaking of which. All right, well, here we go. I've got plenty of requests or pranks. You can send your requests also now if you'd like. There's a new voicemail.
Yeah,
There was a voicemail here, but it's empty. What were you saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, Arby sent me some 24-hour fitness numbers yesterday that I didn't get around to on my show. If you want them, I could post them in for you.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I like to do some fitness stuff. I like to be all meathead, you know? Juicehead, that's what the saying is, juicehead.
Yeah.
Here's Trudy, who's selling a young black female dog machine, about 30 pounds. That's a small dog, huh? Has white on her chest, wearing a blue nylon collar. So what, you could take the collar off. Stupid, right? God damn. Some people are so stupid. Alright, let's see how this works. If I do add people to this call, well, let me do a number. Add to conference call. Okay, that works. But not the way I want it to. Okay, so we'll do something else. Call phones. We'll hit that button. A little keypad came up here in Ubuntu. And I'm going to paste the number. Oh, I need the area code. These idiots didn't put the area code. All right, here we go. Editing the number. And I'm going to say call. And hopefully it gives me the option to add it to the conference automatically. It says if I call the number, the current call will be on hold. We don't want that. And it gives you an option to call or invite to conference. So I will invite the number to conference. There we go. That's how you do it. Cool.
Yeah.
I like that better than Windows already.
Hello?
Hey, you have that stupid dog?
Excuse me?
You have a stupid dog that you're trying to sell?
Do I have a what? I'm sorry, I can't understand you. I'm sorry.
Oh, you lost your stupid dog, Maggie? The stupid dog?
Actually, Maggie's been found, but thanks for calling.
Why is the, why does she run away? Did you abuse Maggie?
Excuse me?
Did you abuse Maggie?
How could you possibly say that? You need to go get your head examined or wherever you do your thinking.
I'm just thinking maybe that's why she ran away. You know, she wasn't happy. I can't, you know what sucks? I can't tell when calls disconnect. It doesn't turn a darker color. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. In Linux. Again, I'm in the Linux version now, the Ubuntu version. Yeah. Now, there is a setup here. Let me test it real quick. This is not going to be a normal show. This is more of like where Carlito's trying to fix shit. Might as well do pranks while he's at it. All right. So there's an option in here that will make a sound when calls disconnect. And I thought I had set it, but I might have done it wrong. So let me play some music here while I do that. She was not happy, huh? You heard that? She's like, excuse me.
Yeah, she took great offense to that suggestion.
Well, it could be the case. I'm just saying. You don't know. She might not even
know.
All right, so call
on... She hung up because she was guilty. You busted her.
Yeah. Call, motherfucker, call. Oh, it's giving me the warning on the other screen. Invite to a conference. Okay, here we go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Well, no luck there. What have you posted, good sir?
What are these? Let's see. I have three numbers of fitness customers that Arby tried calling the other day and got no answer.
Okay, but maybe they will today. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, is that Russell Kimua?
Kino, how may I help you?
Oh, hey, buddy. Hey, I'm calling from 24-Hour Fitness Machine. You're a member here at 24-Hour Fitness Machine?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We have a few complaints, I guess, about the last time you came in. Did you want to talk about that before I went further? Did you have an opinion about the incident?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, I guess there were some women who were reported that you were kind of staring at them, ogling them, that you position yourself behind them in the machines so you could see them. You followed them around. I saw it on camera. My supervisor and I, we both saw it. Like, it's obvious. We deal with this all the time, perverts, you know?
I think you might be mistaken.
No. You're the one that checked in. We watched you leave. You also checked in. It's your access that was used?
I'm more than confident you're mistaken. Is there anything else you'd like to talk to me about?
Well, I'd like you to come down here and we're going to sit down and have a chat. And then the two girls are going to be here also. And then we're also going to have Dr. Baz is going to be here. He's going to take a statement. And do a mental evaluation.
Yes,
he's gonna do a mental evaluation.
I'm not interested in a sit down.
Then you're gonna have your service revoked, and we're gonna charge you a large deposit.
A large deposit.
Yes. Because you're breaking your contract early. Because you broke the rules and you sexually harassed someone. It's going to be about $800. I think it's $849.
How about I'll come in. I'll speak to the manager.
But
we'll take it from there.
Yeah, but they're going to be doing a mental evaluation. They're also going to check your blood. They're going to have a phlebotomist that's going to be here, and they're going to send analysis of your blood to the lab. We're just going to check to see if you had any substances in you. It's all in the contract when you sign that you're not supposed to be, you're supposed to be drug alcohol free as a member here.
That's fair.
So we're going to take
the last time I came in.
We're going to analyze your blood. Send that to the lab.
I do have one question. What was the last time I did come in?
It's really not safe to get that type of information out over the phone, you know, so I can't.
If you're asking for information about when and when it happened, I would love to know the date. I'd also love to know any other information about to give out, so I could just confirm that you are who you say you are.
We can take care of all of that when you get in here. I think that's fair, right?
That's fair, but
why don't you bring your... Bring your perverted fucking ass here, and we'll take care of it, okay?
Perfect.
Sir. Hey, don't hang up. This is Baz, Dr. Baz. I was going to remind him that he needs to fast for 12 hours before the blood test.
Oh, shit, man. Did he hang up?
Yeah.
No. It didn't make a sound.
Damn it, man.
This is going to make it hard for me. That one little thing is going to make this hard for me, because I'll keep talking.
Well, do you want me to give you a sign or something?
Yeah, you're going to have to give me a heads up. You're going to have to say, you know, target gun or something.
Beep. I'll go beep.
Yeah. Or just say click or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll say say gone.
Yeah, but don't say gone. Yeah, but don't say gone in normal speech, because then it's going to fuck up. You know, then I'm going to hang up, and you're just saying that you're...
Yeah.
This is so far gone. I'm gonna be like, motherfucker, I heard gone. Yeah. Seventh grade
man.
Yeah,
horse machine.
All right, so we got Jorge Padilla. Padilla. You're going to do this one, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yay.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone and Google Voice.
Google Voice. Shit.
Jorge Padilla.
Baz Noswell.
Maricón. He won't answer because I said that. I'm sorry. I'll add Gary instead.
Hi, at this time I'm not able to come to the phone. Please leave your name and message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Google.
Hey,
man.
This is Baz Noswell. 24-hour fitness. Give us a call at your earliest convenience. There's an issue that must be resolved.
Yeah.
Okay, you can hang up.
Cell phone's going off. I don't know why it's not hanging up. Hang on. I'm going to hang up on everybody. Well, this is a bullshit. This Skype for Linux now just... The call disappeared from my control machine. I think I have to recall this. What do I do? Recall everybody? Keeps calling me. I'll be right back. I gotta take this phone call.
Alright.
Hello, Baz. I'm back.
Hey.
Alright, so I'm under orders from my wife to do a load of laundry for her immediately. It's an emergency load of laundry. You know how that goes. So.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, so I better go take care of that now so that everything's dry when she gets home. Let me play a prank call. This is very inconvenient. But it must be done.
I gotta do
what I gotta do. That's right. So let me occupy myself finding a prank call here of sufficient length that I can play so that I can go do that. I don't know how long it's going to take me. Dr. Nargis? No, I don't want to play that. I'm reticent to answer. All right, I'm reticent to answer. Sounds good. I haven't heard that one in a while. That should give me a few minutes. All right. Everyone, listen to this right here. I have to go do laundry like a bitch, like my wife's bitch. And I'll be right back, and then I can do what I want to do with my life. Thank you, Bass, for being patient.
I thought you'd be closed by now.
Yes, we are. But I still answer the phone because a lot of times my employees need things from me. Sorry?
What things?
I can't hear you.
Direct deposit, is it happening tomorrow?
Direct deposit?
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking me if direct deposit's happening here?
Yeah, do you guys do direct deposit there?
We do.
Okay. So is it going to hit tomorrow?
We got paid last week. We don't get paid this week. Who's this?
Oh, this is Cross. I'm a customer.
Do we do direct deposit here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of the employees opt to, some of the employees don't.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, so next week I can get a direct deposit?
Next week you can get a direct deposit?
Can I?
I'm confused. Are you discussing banking matters as a customer? I don't understand.
Yeah, I am.
Are you an employee that wishes to get direct deposit from us?
No, I'm a customer.
You're a customer?
Uh-huh, yeah. I was wondering if you guys have direct deposit this week or next week or not.
I don't understand why I'm releasing our financial information to a customer.
It's for an investment. Do you guys do the ADP card also, or do you just
no,
do paychecks?
No, we don't do anything like that.
Paychecks, paper checks also, or just direct deposit?
Yeah, I don't really understand the nature of this call, but if you want to call back tomorrow and talk to the general manager, that'd be all right.
This is all supposed to be public information. I don't understand why you're withholding it. You could be getting in some trouble.
Because I usually don't get phone calls of this nature, and I'm reticent to answer due to the fact that I don't know if it's public or private information. I'd really have to check with the ownership.
No, it is public. It says it on the computer.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable taking this phone call, sir, with all due respect. But please have a nice night.
Do you have a papers? Well, please have a nice night. Okay, good. Big words. He said reticent. Yeah, I was going to say, wow, man. That's threw me for a loop. Like when Zolar said Umbridge once, and I was like, what the fuck? Where are you
learning? Craig.
Yeah. Just say, do you have the papers there?
Do I have what papers here?
Well, you know, when someone gets hired, you give them certain papers like rules and the W-2 and all that?
Sure. Sure. We keep those here.
Yeah. I want some copies of those.
I'm sorry?
I want to come by and get some copies of those. I know you're closed, but maybe I could be there in like 5 minutes. You give me some copies
of
those.
No, I'm not doing anything like that. So I'm not releasing any information or payroll information to anyone.
What about the insurance information there?
No, I'm not releasing any information about the way this business is run to anyone. I'm sorry.
I got hurt there, and you're supposed to give me the insurance information.
Yeah, I got hurt there, motherfucker. Yeah.
No,
I'm back. Yeah.
That was quick.
Wasn't bad. It was about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Good.
Nunu said you could do what I do, and I just spray the laundry with air freshener.
With Febreze? Not even Febreze. I was seeing that. I saw that. Yeah. And I also wanted to ask that one guy, I was going to tell him that I wanted to test his blood for pervert, but we didn't get that far. Okay. So the
yeah,
George...
Got one. Oh, no, we called them all, didn't we?
Well, the Gary I didn't get to, I thought.
Here, you want that one? Let me find that.
I got it. Supposedly, I got it. Come on.
I think that was after...
It gives me the option to invite to conference. I don't know. Or it's giving me the option to invite it to the old conference. Okay. Oh, shit. This is confusing.
I just posted it in the chat below.
Let me try this way.
In this conf.
And no. It's not working. Nope, it's not working. It's not your fault, it's mine. Hang on, let me try a copy paste. I'll copy it. Well, this is a disaster. So to say, it isn't the blessing I thought it would be. Invite to conference. And it's asking, am I sure I want to call? If I call, my current call will be placed on hold. Okay.
All right, now it's showing up over here.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Jorge Padilla.
Culo?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how are you doing? Hello? There's something wrong with the phone. You there?
Your call has been forwarded to an...
What a piece of shit. Oh, what a piece of shit. I might just not even do the show if it's going to be this bad right now. I have no idea what I'm doing to fix this. All right, let me try to call Baz again. All right. I did that, and I'm going to try to add another call. Let's see. Invite. It's supposed to come in here, and it doesn't. Huh. Well, ain't this great. Well, let me try to restart Skype. Just a moment, please. All right, well, you know, like I said, it wasn't a normal
show. I don't answer to demands like that. Normal show. Just a second. I don't have the legal ramifications to know whether or not that's public information.
Listen, I know you're using big words, but I command you to give me this right now, or I'm going to hold you responsible.
Responsible with whom?
What's your name?
My name's Jim, and we're closed. So, I mean, that's what I don't understand.
Well, you're answering the information for me.
I don't know who this is.
I fell down.
What you're looking for? What information you're looking for?
Listen, sir, I'm the attorney here, and this is a freedom of information law request, and you are required to give this to my client.
That's right.
I cannot understand what you're saying, and I cannot really understand or grasp what you're saying. But
I fell down.
Listen, for the owner.
I fell down in the parking lot. Okay, this happened. I fell down in the parking lot earlier today after I was there. And I'm holding you people responsible. I need to get these papers and information for my lawsuit against you. I've got my attorney on the line, and this is all Freedom of Information Act information.
We don't even have a parking lot, sir.
This is in my parking lot. After I ate there, I fell down outside.
We don't have a parking lot.
What's your name? I'm running you down in his dais. What is your name?
I'm sorry, man. This doesn't sound like anything I need to deal with. This sounds like something the owner needs to deal with.
What's your Social Security number?
Yeah, and I'm not giving you that.
What are the last four numbers?
Yeah, sorry, man.
You give me the last four numbers.
I have your information. I'm not giving you any information.
Listen, my social is 9383.
You can try this again, huh?
I don't want to know your social, sir. I don't want to know your social.
938.
Excuse me. I'm going to grab a number here. For someone with a full-size mattress that has to be sold by Friday. What do you think that means? Foreclosure? That's my guess.
Yeah.
Box spring. Yeah, man. Box spring and metal frame. That's good. Good quality, right? Good wood. Ask him 50 OBO. I don't know what oboe is. Ask him what oboe is. Just to be stupid.
Or best offer?
Yeah, it is. I know. I'm just saying this. What is it? What's, what's oboe?
Give you 50 oboes for it.
I got 50 oboes. That'd be a great cryptocurrency. OBO. Oboe.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 50 oboe.
Better than Doge.
Dude, it's adding it back to the other fucking conference fucking shit.
No, it's ringing here.
Oh. Baz.
No, which number did he call?
Oh, no.
Well, something's ringing.
I know. Motherfucker. Two calls going at the same time. I don't understand. Let me... Oy. Are you even there, Baz? No. I had a conference call that lasted 34 seconds, it says. Shit. Well, this is shit. Oh, man. Hang on, give me another second. Let's listen to more reticent to answer.
Is, and I don't know what this is about, but I think this is something the owner needs to deal with.
324-79-938.
I don't want to know your social security number, sir.
I just gave it to you. Now you have to give me yours.
No, I don't have to give you anything, sir.
Did you get
required by law to get him your social security number?
No, I'm not required by law to give anyone my social security number over the phone.
You are too. For a lawsuit, you are.
Send a cop. Send a cop down here. Send a cop down here. I'm talking to the cop.
This guy is complicit. He's invasive. He's not giving you the information required. This guy needs to be on the lawsuit too, sir.
Yes, he does.
Well, I don't understand. You know, if I got someone telling me I need to do something over the phone and I don't have any paperwork to prove that I need to do this, then I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be part of a lawsuit.
Well, you
I don't know who this is.
I had to add a contact. Hey, is this...
Amazing Animals by Samantha. May I help you?
Yeah, is this the Rock Cat Machines? Huh?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you got the Rock Cats, right? The performing cats?
Oh, yes, we have the Rock Cats.
Okay, how many males are in the group?
How many what?
How many males, male boy cats are in the group?
How many? I'm still missing the one word.
How many boy cats? How many boy cats?
Oh, there's just two.
Two boys?
Yeah.
Damn it.
All right, good. I have many female cats here, okay? And I would like the Rock Cats to fuck, like, two or three of them. You know, put them together and have them fuck each other so that they get some of the talent, you know, from the bloodline.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to fucking ejaculate inside the girl cats that I have here, the motherfuckers.
Where are you?
I'm in New York, but I'll fly you out. Or if you want to masturbate your cats and get semen, I'll pay you for that.
Oh, you know what? I think that I'll stop listening. Thank you.
Okay.
No, don't. Don't
no,
stop.
No, don't. Yeah, don't. What she said. He said.
She said she's going to stop listening. Okay. Horse machine. Huh. She hung up.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Unfortunately, Ubuntu, no worky. Like I wanted to. We're back in the same boat, Baz, with a machine that doesn't do very well with Skype. I can't find a copy of Windows 7 anywhere that I can use. I think I might even just have bad RAM in the laptop. I don't have money to be buying another laptop. It's a big mess right now.
So was it a Windows 8 laptop or what?
This was a Vista laptop that I had Windows 7 on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was a Vista era laptop, I should say. I never ran Vista on it though. I ran XP. I downgraded it the minute I bought it to XP, and when 7 came out, I put 7 on it. I skipped Vista. So it's old. It's old. You know what I mean? Okay. Let's continue with the show. We'll make do for today, you know. And if, in worst case, I mean, if I have to, we'll have to take a long break and then I can reboot the laptop. It'll just take a while for me to set everything back up. That would take about 15 minutes, maybe, if I did it real fast.
Yeah. You know, another option would be I could always host the conference if you want.
Yeah, you could, and just tell me what you're dialing. We could do that for today.
Yeah. I mean, you just paste the numbers in, and I'll tell me what to dial.
Yeah. Well, let me keep trying. See what happens.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get through. If I can't power through, then we'll go some other route. All right. Here's someone with an Xbox and a PS2, and the games are $5 each. I don't know if that means. Well, it says leave message. I don't think they're going to pick up. I'm not even going to waste my time. Ford F-150. I think we already called that one. We got a fishing ski boat. Sage green. Oh, here we go. Microfiber couch. Baz. And all chair. Right. That's classy stuff right there.
Let's microfiber.
See. Oh, well, never mind, because she is email only. Wow, great. Great, Carlito.
So what's the advantage of microfiber for furniture?
It's like soft, but it's so cheap.
Ah, okay.
This is a whole thing where, like, if you run your hand against it one way, it changes color, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The other way goes another, yeah. All right, here's someone looking for a 2-bedroom low-level apartment. We'll do that instead. Thank you. Thank you.
They're looking for a 2-bedroom low-level apartment. Okay.
Yep. They live on low income and have a baby, it says. We could use that as a bargaining chip.
Yeah.
Tell them it's a voyeur house or something. But you're doing this. You're doing this. Oh.
Oh, come on. I had an idea for this.
Please leave your mess.
Damn it.
Damn it. I was going to tell them we have a spare room in the bottom floor of the straight guy first time house.
Straight guy first time. Yeah. All right. I'm going to try them again. Don't worry. Don't worry, Bass. I'll try them again. Nope.
Damn it.
Sorry, buddy. All right. weather permitting, someone is planning a huge yard sale. And then they continue to say that they're looking for free hay. That makes no sense. Okay, so free hay.
What the hell does it have to do with a yard sale?
I don't know. He's got the whole thing, tons of girls' clothing, and then also looking for free hay in all caps. Okay, cool.
Unless they have, like, a muddy, shitty lawn and they want to put some hay down first.
I guess. That's gross, and I don't want to go to that. Maybe, like, their septic tank overflowed and it's all over the fucking place. All the shit. That's what I'm going to say. The shit.
All the shit and piss.
Yeah. Damn it.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
Good for them.
Hey, there's a horse on IRC has a copy of Win 7 for you.
Okay, yeah, and Win 8 I also see. That's much appreciated. Thank you. I'll have to get with you in the chat room when I have a moment here. Okay, well, here's a request a prank that came in about 3 hours ago during the show you were doing earlier about an angry-as-shit motel owner who's very picky about guests, has made local news for throwing out young people, old people, and non-white people. And this is in North Dakota, apparently. Shit.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow. It is in, North Dakota, guys. All right, I'll try. Hey, boy, how you doing?
Hello? Doing well, yourself?
Oh, I'm good. I'm looking for Pravjot Gill.
Okay, this is Alpha 1 Launch Control Center. I don't know if you meant to call Capsule.
No. It's what?
Okay. Yep. You might. I think you might have the wrong number.
Oh, what is this? Launch Control Center?
Alpha Control Center, yes.
Oh, wow. That sounds intimidating. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm trying to call Pravjit Gill. He's a motel owner. I have the wrong number.
Oh, yeah. You might have the wrong number.
Okay. I'm sorry. Bye.
Yeah, no
worries. What do you control?
Yeah, what do you control?
At your center.
The Launch Control Center.
Launch Control Center?
Yeah, but... Oh, holy crap.
What the fuck that was?
You said it was an ICBM launch control center.
Alpha launch control center, he said?
Oh, shit. He said it was for ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Oh, shit. Well, someone played a joke on old Carlito. Well, that'll be the end of the show for a long time, probably.
Yeah, great. Now we've got missiles flying and we're all going to die.
Well, that would be in North Dakota. That wouldn't make sense. That's funny. Oh, man. Let me continue down the request to prank. All right, Adam is a pecker and owes him money. This guy, Horsick, says. He's a dick. Call him on your Monday show. He will answer during the day. Well, I didn't do a Monday show. It's now Tuesday, but we can still do that. Okay. Let's see who this is. How does someone get a number for a launch control center anyway?
I don't know.
How would you get that number? That's scary, man.
Right. They get pranked from time to time.
Yeah, the number's out there. I assume they do, yeah. All right, here we go.
I think he just straight thought you got the wrong number.
Yeah. No, he was saying you got the wrong number. That's why I played stupid. I figured pretty quick when he said Alpha Launch Control. I was like, uh-oh. Let me play stupid.
Hello?
Hi. Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up?
Hey, is that Adam?
You owe somebody some money. This is David Snoswell. I'm calling about the debt that you owe. Okay. You owe my client some money you haven't paid up.
Who are you trying to reach?
I'm trying to reach... here, I'm going to put you on the line with my right-hand man, Mr. Eddie Cross.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're supposed to make first contact about some money you owe somebody. You know what we're talking about?
Who are you trying to reach?
Adam.
Yeah, I just got this phone 3 days ago.
You what?
I just got this phone and his number about 3 days ago.
Okay.
Oh, you know, that's a common excuse we hear. People trying to deflect the situation by claiming that it's a new phone that they just got. I don't buy it.
What's your authorization code, then?
Are you sure about that? Because I can contact my lawyer real quick, and we can handle this real fast.
What's your authorization code?
What?
What's your authorization code?
Harassment. Y'all over here harassing me, talking about I'm somebody that I'm telling y'all that I'm not.
Oh, well, I object.
Hey, we haven't said anything harassing. We're just asking you about a debt.
Well, I'll tell you who I am. You over here telling me that's...
I'm just stating a fact that we run into this situation a lot. We get people that are trying to duck out of their obligations by giving us all kinds of ridiculous scenarios and excuses. And I'm giving you the opportunity to respond to that with some proof, with like an authorization code. There's nothing harassing about that.
Well, I can see you.
Yeah, I can hear you. You're like fapping in the background or something.
Probably your man or right hand man.
He uses his left hand.
Yeah, that's not me.
He's not one of them dirty Muslims like you.
Get your phone number real quick.
Can you speak up
you're
a little
so
bit? We can't
fucking,
hear you.
You're so weird, man. Are you there? Come on, speak up if you're going to talk.
Your number real quick. I got y'all's number. Don't worry about it. I'll find y'all.
Okay.
Find y'all. Oh, okay. All right, and you'll take care of that then?
Bitch.
So what's going to happen?
Motherfucker.
He's gone.
All right. Whatever. Okay. Here's a guy there's a guy who wants to be a pro soccer player. His name is Fernando. What you're saying, boy?
Oh no, nothing. Okay. Pro soccer player. You should be the your Silverman baby. You know the Jerky Boys, the sports agent.
Yeah. Silverman baby. Who do you think got Jeter in the Yankees? Silverman.
The person you have called is unavailable right now.
Boo.
Please try again later.
Boo.
La persona.
The both of you have called. Boo, 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 boo. That's what it says. All right, let me call him back.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
Bye. All right, it sounds like a 1960s educational video voice, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Like something Disney would make, something you'd watch at Epcot.
Yeah.
When it first opened. Hey, man. So, we are continuing with some pranky pranks. Browsing, perusing the request a prank terminal here. Someone is a dirty carpet cleaner. Have them clean your sister's dirty carpet. All right, let's do it. I'm going to play this music while I do that. For a new character that I'm coming up with. Dirty carpet cleaner.
Please leave your message for...
Ending that call, and I will recall them in just a second here. See if they hopefully pick up the next time. Let's see. And work. Start call. There we go. Ugh. This is way too much work. Alright, gave that up. Nunu is flashing. What does Nunu have to say? Accused 24-hour fitness people of speeding on the exercise because it is in a school zone. On the exercise bikes, I'm sorry. Okay. Funny. Treadmill could also be a speeder, you know. Back to request a prank where people are trying to get me in trouble with the federal government. Someone lost a ring on Craigslist. Lost my wedding ring. March 9th or 10th?
Fucking,
could have been found.
Maybe the FBI or something.
Yeah. Any part of Tumbleweed Park or Freestone Park. Means a lot to this person. This one is in Arizona. Home of the Desert Machine.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go ahead and talk to my associate.
Hey, you lost a ring over there?
Hello?
Can you speak up?
Oh.
Stupid. I think I found your ring. I'm in Freestone Park and there's a ring.
Oh, well, where'd you find it?
In the grass.
Oh. Where you at?
Huh?
Where you at?
I'm in the park now.
Oh, which one?
Freestone Park.
Oh, okay.
When could you be here?
I'm at work. I can't leave.
Well, I can't stay here. I'm going to have to go.
Oh, where do you live?
I live far away. I live in Los Angeles, actually. I'm just visiting right now.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm working.
What? Where do you work at? Maybe I can go down there and suck my dick. Hello? Here you go.
Hey.
What's going on?
What'd you say?
I said, you can come down here and I'll suck your dick and all that, you know?
Huh. You're fucking around with me or what?
No, I got the ring. I have the ring.
Where in Houston?
What? Come to the park, you know? You come to the park, I'll suck your dick and I'll give you the ring back.
Where in the park do you find
it? It's in the grass next to the sidewalk.
What?
You know, close to the part where you come in.
Can't hear you.
Close to the part you come in, motherfucker.
Are you still there?
Bass, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You're an asshole, sir.
Hello? Is this cell phone like I'm friggin' straight top or what? I can't fucking hear you.
Fuck you.
Can you hear me, sir? I'm, hello.
Oh. Hello.
Yeah, we found the ring.
Where
it's on the ground. I'm his, associate. I associate with him.
Hmm.
And, for cocksucking.
I hung up on the asshole.
Yeah.
Checking out the time. It's 4 o'clock. Fuck. Maybe have enough time to reboot the laptop. But for that, I will have to play an extended break.
Hello?
Do you hear like a normal person now?
Hello?
Do you hear me, motherfucker?
Hello?
Do you hear me, you asshole?
I hear you. I need to play it. What's your problem?
Well, fuck you then.
Oh.
Damn it. Damn it. Damn it.
Who is it?
I'm David.
My name's Brown.
David, what's your name?
I told you it's David Snoswell. This is my associate, Brown.
This is Brown.
What? Brown?
Yeah, this is Brown.
Yes.
My name is Brown.
Not again. What the fuck? Do you guys have like a Metro PCS?
And we like, we can get the ring, but it'll cost you a dick suck.
What are you talking about?
Oh, this guy's retarded. Hey, I'm going to call you back in a few minutes, all right? Asshole?
Yeah,
hang on.
Fuck you.
Motherfucker.
Kiss my ass, motherfucking shithead.
Hey, puta.
Stupid.
Hey,
fuck you.
Marton.
I hung up on him. All right, I'm rebooting. I can't take this, Baz. I can't. I'm rebooting
okay.
into Windows. I'll clash catch you on the flippy flip. Don't go anywhere, all right? And hang on to those numbers, and I'll need you to put them back in the chat, okay?
All right.
All right, so I'll take a break right now. I'll be back as soon as possible, guys. This could take up to like 10 minutes, maybe. I'm going to try to hurry.
Hit me. Call me back.
Yeah, I'll call you back. All right.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
The following is an exclusive of ECU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Slap Shop at Albert's.
Hey, 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 how you doing today?
What up?
Hey, hey, hey. How'd you get my recipe for the heist?
Hello?
Yes, hey, 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 it's Fat Albert.
Say that again?
How'd you get my recipe for heist? That's my Fat Albert secret.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you when you said that. What'd you say?
This is Fat Albert.
Yo?
And I regret to inform you I have to close the store.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Copyrights or something?
No, just because we're going out of business. But we didn't do that good.
Oh, okay.
So we're closing down a Fat Albert's franchise.
Alright. Thanks for the information, man.
So go ahead and put all the money in the register and a pillowcase and I'll be down there to get it.
Alright, just meet me like across the street or something.
Yeah, I need a pastrami sandwich too.
Alright.
I need about 4 of them.
You want everything on it?
I need extra mayo.
Okay.
Mayo on the side.
Yup.
And mayo with ice in a 44-ounce cup.
All right, yeah, we got all that. Your total comes to 76.82.
Hey, 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 I'll give you 52.28.
All right.
Do we got a deal?
Yeah, I think so.
Could you give me a strawberry blunt?
Yeah, it's got to be in Canadian money, though.
What about euro?
Yen is better than that.
I ate all my Canadian money.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, euros will work.
I got some mayonnaise and nacho cheese on it.
Oh, yeah, just throw that in there and that'll be perfect.
I thought it was a salad. How about I give you my recipe, the Fat Albert salad?
Alright.
You get some croutons.
Yeah.
Some ranch dressing.
Alright.
Some cheddar cheese.
Uh-huh.
Some grape jelly.
Yeah.
$50 bills shredded up.
Can you use, like, one?
No, gotta be 50.
Alright, that'll work then, yeah.
Okay, and then some of that adobo.
Alright, cool.
You guys got that adobo?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you gotta put that on my Fat Albert salad.
Alright, yeah, that'll work.
No lettuce on my salad, baby.
No, just 50s.
You got any bacon?
Yeah, we got bacon.
I just want the grease.
All right, yeah, that'll be cool.
Just pour it on my salad.
Yep.
All right, then. I'll be all down right. there.
All right, see you later.
All right, bye-bye.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yes, he's a long-legged pimped up Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Thank you for holding. This is Jackie, the general manager.
I was getting ready to hang up and call back, sir, because I haven't been put on hold so much, and I've been demanding to speak to the chef, the head chef in charge. He's the person that takes the responsibility when it comes
to
steak and food.
I'm the general manager, sir.
That's nice, honey. Can I speak to the man in charge there in the kitchen, please?
I will be happy to assist you. I'm the general manager, so I have managed a whole restaurant.
That's nice.
So I will take full responsibility of everything.
That's nice, honey. You just sit there and be pretty. It's okay. But go ahead and put the put Fernando on the phone again, please.
Sir, rudeness is not necessary at this point in time, and he doesn't deal with any kinds of guest complaints. I'll be more than happy to do so.
Well, who cooked my steak then? Who's in charge of cooking back there? Because this is the person I need to speak with. We got to get to the root of the problem. Not dealing with red tape with women answering the phone wearing man pants.
Sir, that is unnecessary. I'm trying to assist you. I'm on your side here. But making derogatory comments about me because I'm a female is unnecessary.
Take off your man pants, woman.
Tell me what reservation you were on.
This is Valente, and I came with a party from Valente & Associates. And for the fifth time, I've gotten the messed up order with the steak. I command you to apologize to me. As a matter of fact, I want you to bring Fernando to the phone, and I want you to I want him to say I'm sorry into the speakerphone. Do you have speakerphone there, honey? Hello.
Hold on.
Do you know how to use?
Wow, this is going well. This is Ted's song.
Hi, who are you holding for?
I'm holding for the head chef man in charge. Who am I speaking with, and why are you
this
answering?
This is the regional manager. My name is Kim. And
that's
who
nice,
am I,
honey. That's
sir?
Nice, honey. This is Valente. I need to speak to the chef, please. There's a gentleman there who I was working with before.
The chef passed your phone call along to me.
That's nice, honey. Can I speak? Is there
could
a gentleman
there? Could you not call me honey, please? What is your name, sir?
This is Valente.
Valente is your first name?
That's right, sweetie.
Okay, well, please don't call me sweetie. And what can I help you with tonight?
I'm a little upset that I've come in for the fifth time, and the steak is coming out in an inappropriate state of being cooked incorrectly, blood coming from the steak when it's been ordered medium well. And this is disgusting. You know what it looks like to me? You know, I used to follow a strict diet regimen where you had to eat the food and is absolutely not supposed to be raw because it's, I'm not going to mention it, but it's certain passages in the Bible. I don't know if you have a Bible there. I always have a Bible with me in my house, in my vehicle. I even have a small Bible that I bring with me sometimes when I know I'm going to be sitting waiting for to see the doctor or to play the lottery in the gas station or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So what is this? What is your name?
My name is Kim Owens.
Okay, Big Kim. So my deal here, but what I don't like is the fact that I was talking directly with a person who I feel needs to make these corrections for when I come in, and hopefully this has happened a sixth time. And now all of a sudden I'm being talked to by women over there that are telling me that I can talk to them, that are refusing to put me through to the person who messed up my steak. I just want to have a conversation with him because I want to teach him. I want to teach Fernando over there how it is you're supposed to make the steak.
Well, Fernando, quite frankly, was feeling rather disrespected because you were yelling, as was the general manager, and I happened to be in town this evening, so she passed your call along to me.
I happened not to yell at anybody until I started getting the runaround from that lady. I never raised my voice to Fernando. And if he's saying that, then someone is lying. And I have a feeling it might be you making up stories right now, trying to dissuade me from the situation, sweetie. I don't appreciate it.
Sweetie.
Okay,
well,
huh?
I don't appreciate this, sweetie.
Well, you know, is there...
So
how many other... What are you, a regional manager? Your assistant to the regional manager?
What, No, I'm the regional manager.
Is there a man above you somewhere that I can talk to that happens to
My
be there?
My CEO is the man that's above me.
Well, good.
He's the only person that's above me.
Does he happen to be in there coincidentally? Since I've seen
No, he's not here tonight.
Seems to me like I'm speaking to some random woman who's working there who wants to impersonate that she's wearing the man pants here and is a regional manager. Right. The regional manager just happens to be in on a Tuesday night.
Well, I happen to live in Las Vegas, so yes, I happen to be here on a Tuesday night.
Ridiculous. You obviously do live in Las Vegas, and you're obviously new money.
Well, I don't know what any of this means. So
you don't know what new money is? It's people
who... When you're ready to tell me what the issues are and speak to me in a respectful way, in the manner that I'm speaking to you in, then we can talk. So you can give me a call anytime.
That's nice, honey. Do you want to write down my phone number?
I don't know why you'd want me to call you back.
Well,
I am a woman.
Well, once you calm down, you can call me back.
I'm very calm. You're the one that's not calm.
Well,
I'm
pass this number on to the man in charge of things over there.
Well, I will give him your information, but I'm quite sure that you're not going to get a phone call from him.
Then I'll call back in.
He doesn't.
Where can I call him at? Where is he at?
You can leave a message for him here.
Where's the corporate headquarters?
Valente?
Valente is all you need, Valente. I'm with Valente and Associates, yes, and I happen to be a CEO myself of Valente and Associates.
Great.
In Oklahoma City. And I don't have the habit of coming. I come here once a month to handle business, and every time I come here and I get the most substandard steak from apparent immigrants or something that was going on here with these people that work here named Fernando and Gonzalez.
But now you're speaking offensively about race.
I'm Hispanic,
I'm not
sir.
Put up with it. Why don't you give me your phone number and you can call me back whenever you calm down and stop racial slurs and feminine slurs toward everyone on my team here. I'm not going to tolerate it. What is your phone number, Valente?
405.
Mm-hmm.
6. Mm-hmm. No, wait a minute. Yeah, 405.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new number. 6 6.
Hello, Baz.
Hey, I'm here.
How do you hear me, sir? Oh, why? I'm in Windows. Motherfucker. Hey, Baz, I'm in Windows, motherfucker.
Yeah, he cut out for a minute there, but sound good now?
Oh, yeah. All right, good. See, I would have made it. I had everything ready to go. I would have made it in time right after the break. But, unfortunately, I have to pee, and I got to put those clothes in the dryer for my wife, or I'm in big fucking trouble. So
yep.
I'll have to play another prank call. But I'll be right back after this, Baz. You hang on, buddy. Yay!
Yep.
Okay, great.
And listen, honey, you just sit there and be pretty and make sure you get that message out to the CEO, as you said, honey. Okay, sweetie?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, baby. All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, man, that's a firecracker right there. Wow. That's the worst it's ever gotten on the show with me and my belittling women. She fell for the hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, yeah, your old grandfather coming out.
Oh, dude, I hooked her.
Louder, player.
Hello?
Player.
Louder, player. Hello, you call me Big Papa. Hello, you call me Big Papa.
Louder. I love it. Sticking in me.
Baby, I'm going to stick my fingers in your asshole now, okay?
Big Popper. Keep singing it, baby.
Big Popper. I love you, Biggie. I love when you call me Big Popper.
Say, Biggie, can't you see? Somehow your cock just hypnotized me, and I just love your jazzy way.
Biggie, can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me.
Now your cock, baby.
Your cock hypnotized. Your cock just hypnotized me. Now, Notorious, we are
Oh, I love the mix.
Baby, will you do me a favor? While I'm fingering my girlfriend's asshole, will you finger your asshole while you're singing? Yeah, that's on my dick.
I'll suck your dick, but you gotta finger your asshole while I'm eating my girl's ass, and then I'll give you...
Hey, maybe he's near us. Hey, we're in Brooklyn. Are you near Brooklyn?
Yeah.
We're in Williamsburg. Do you want to come by?
Yeah, what's your number?
Why don't you come by? I'm on Bedford Avenue and North 7th Street, right by the train station. If you come over there and then call me up, I'll come down and bring you into our apartment, and we will ride you like the big motherfucker you are.
Because I want to suck that juicy cock, baby.
Do you know any Wu-Tang?
But when you come, I'm going to spit it in your face.
I'm saying your boy got some big titties on.
Oh, yeah, my girl's got 38 double Ds.
And I got the ass.
What's your number?
You can give us your number. We'll call you right back right now. Go ahead. Give us the digits, baby. We'll call you right back.
303-303-383-3336.
I'm here.
3336. I'm ready. How far away do you live?
10 minutes from y'all.
Oh, shit. Get over here right now. Not...
Oh, wait. Hold on. Can you pick up some Burger King on your way?
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
Yeah. Let's take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl. Confusing the cops coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably I'll commit a felony. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four-finger ring. One of them dope dopes, they call me if I pass it in the street.
Wake up, the work morning, motherfucker. Niggers stole my fucking bike. Yeah. Hey, love it. Carly the one top. I'm a little shy until my heart stops and I have a big heart attack. And it put me in the ground forever and ever. And I'm only 42 years old. Yeah. Can't wait for that.
Your first mixtape, so I inherited beef for you. Gritted my teeth for you. Jesus, your teeth for you. But cop in my back when you was in need of soldiers. At my last show, I played my WA gold. I had
so were you around? Yeah, you were around. You were on that conference last night, right? With Matt and...
Yeah.
What the... I took an Ambien and I said, yeah, fuck it, let's see what happens. I vaguely remember saying she was shitting on me. And I kept, whenever Cool Rob would do a prank call, I'd start going, I was trying to piss him off, but he wasn't reacting to it. He's like, oh, whatever. Whenever I tried to troll him, he's like, oh, whatever, man. He knows I'm doing it. He's like, ah, fuck you, Pro Leader. That was funny, man.
Yeah, it was fun. We actually stayed on for quite a bit long.
Cool, man. All right.
That was in fine form last night.
All right, well, I'm focusing in here on the city in the Midwest. Let's get a little close and see what they have to offer down by the river. Rail car services, here we go.
Rail car.
Rail car machines. I'll do about another hour, maybe, I guess.
Yeah, I've got to probably go about 45 minutes.
Yeah, either that or a Black Hawk helicopter is going to land in the parking lot here where I live and take me at gunpoint. I'm going to fly me to NORAD for questioning. And I can't stop the music.
Jesus. Hello. Leave a message after the.
I'll do what I want when I want. No rail service over there. Okay, moving right along. That didn't work. The public utilities, nah. Carrier Corporation, I have no idea what that is. Some kind of network. Millwork. Ooh, millworking. Here we go. Nice. Nice. I think I'm going to be shooting a video and I need nice strong men to be in it for a gay themed music video for Lady Gaga. We need millworkers for it in the background.
Did you say millworkers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, millwork.
Yeah, do you have actual lumber mill workers there right now?
Like, do we have?
Yeah, do they work there cutting the wood and all that stuff?
Yes, they do.
All right, cool. I'm shooting a music video, and we wanted to have a scene where the video's going on in the lumber yard, you know? Or like,
I don't know if they would be allowed to do that, though, or not. I would have to push you to a warehouse manager, okay?
Yeah, because we want the men to take their shirts off and everything. We're like, yeah, we're pumped, yeah, you know, and I do it for y'all, the money, like that.
Hold on one moment, sir.
Okay, all right. I do it for the money, Bass.
Yeah, you gotta.
Hey, what's the number we were talking to before?
I'm not sure.
Sir, I would have to put you into our warehouse manager's voicemail. He's not in the office right now.
No, no. Pull him out of the office. Pull him into the office now.
Thank you.
No! Bitch, damn it. I'm calling her.
Oh.
I'm calling her back. No, I hung up. Because fuck it.
Okay. I thought she hung up on you.
I hung up on her because she doesn't understand.
Stupid woman.
Good afternoon, McCray Millwork.
Where's the woman over there that messed up the phone?
What's that?
Where's the woman that messed up the phone, god damn it?
You know, Carlito, I'm hearing myself repeated through your audio.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. I'll work on that.
Good afternoon, McCray Millwork.
Hi, I need to speak to the woman, please.
Okay, who?
The woman answers the phone. Come on, I don't. Did you remember her name? I don't. Never mind.
Don't.
Okay, National.
I'm old.
National Fiber Supply instead. National Fiber. Yeah. Wonder what kind of fibers they're supplying. Clothing fibers, shitting fibers. Ooh. What's that?
You know, oat or wheat bran.
Yeah. Wheat germ. Wheat germ.
Yeah. So it helps with the shit.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, National Fiber.
Yeah. Hey, what kind of...
Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, this is David Snoswell. I'm calling about the fibers. I need to get some. I was wondering if you could help me out, please.
You need what kind of fiber?
Any kind of fiber that's going to help me be more regular. You know, I've been having some difficulties, you know, constipation and hard impacted stools. No, this is the fiber machine, right?
No,
you make the fibers that help you with the, it helps you with the shitting, you know, because I need help with my shitting. Some days it's watery, other days it's hard.
Wrong number.
What should I do?
Oh, man. Let me try.
Good afternoon, National Fiber.
Hey, how are you today?
Okay.
Good. Let's make an order, please.
You like to place an order?
Yeah.
What kind of order? For what?
One fiber.
I'm sorry?
One Fibers.
Is that the name of the company?
No, I'm placing an order for one fiber.
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I'm calling from United Fiber Machines.
United Fiber Machines?
Yeah.
Do you know, have a contact here or anything?
Some woman.
Well, I'm not sure who you need to talk to. Is it about machinery or?
Yeah, well, I need to order. Put me down for one fiber.
Well, I don't know if you got the right number. Are you wanting National Fiber?
Is there a man? Is there a man?
What paper recycle?
Fucking shit. Is there a man I could talk to?
I don't care for that language. I'll see if I can help you, but.
Yeah.
Just trying to find out what you need.
Yeah, but is there a man, though? I think that might help out to start out with, you know?
Just a moment, please.
Okay, honey, baby. Does it sound like I'm in the street?
Yeah. Like one fibers.
I like this effect. It's like, I'm just calling from a payphone. The small little effect.
Yeah, it's my business phone.
Oh, where'd the music go? Oh, someone keeps calling. Did we do a number ending in 671? Can you scroll up in the old chat? Can you tell me who that was?
Yeah, let me take a look.
Here, I'll paste you the whole number so you can see it. Aww.
Yeah.
They've called back about three times. I don't know if it's someone we talked to trying to call back.
Yeah, yeah. It was like the second to the last call.
Second to last. Okay. Right before the reboot?
Yeah, I believe so.
What was going on right before the reboot?
I think it was that guy that owed a debt. And he said we were harassing him and he was going to obtain our number and call his lawyer.
Oh, snap. All right, we don't want to mess with that.
So he's obviously still angry about that.
Okay. Did the echo stop? Are you hearing yourself repeated? Good, good.
Yeah, sounds good now.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm glad. All right.
I just don't have good enough concentration, you know, to work through that.
Oh, my eyes get crossed when I have to do that. That's why... Dude, just, you know, most of you don't know, but when we first started the show, the best we could do, like, it was us using a TeamSpeak server to talk together. You gotta imagine this. The co-host was Milkman. He was on satellite DSL. It was basically like, it was a satellite link that was beamed to the top of a mountain, I think. How was it? It was like some kind of wireless DSL shit. It was really bad in the Virgin Islands. So his shit always sucked. Couldn't use Skype because the upload bandwidth wasn't good enough that he used to get back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now things are pretty stable.
Go back and listen to those old shows. It's amazing how long it took in between calls.
Yeah, because
you had to connect with your phone card or whatever and then go through all that. And
Yeah, before I used Skype, it was all landline, and it was always taking forever because it was me actually dialing. I remember when we first started, I would have, like a cordless phone, but I would program all the phone card numbers and the codes in the phone as speed dial. So I could just do speed dial 1 to dial it, and when it asked for the... For my code, I would just dial 2. Speed dial 2.
Yeah,
that's why it would take so long, and that's why I played so much music. Now I barely get through music. Back then it was a ton of music. It was hard to get people to stay interested because if they didn't like your music that you were playing, and they were hearing mostly music, it kind of sucked. At least now it's all nice and quick, copy-paste. Such a blessing. My God. It's like HDTV compared to SD.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have any more numbers? Anything you got before I start hunting?
Yeah. You want to call a couple of Indian restaurants in Stoke-on-Trent in the United Kingdom?
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like they might be saucy.
Yeah, there's the Kismet Restaurant and the Bombay Club.
Kismet Ass. All right, here we go. Kismet, everybody.
Conservative.
Yeah,
I'd like to. We want to place an order to pick up. I'm going to hand the phone over to my friend here.
Right. No problem.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I'm an American. We're American tourists. We're here. We're celebrating our honeymoon. It's
right.
Me and Baz. We got married. We're
yeah.
Men. Yeah. We fuck a lot and shit. We're doing a honeymoon shit, you know. So we wanted to get some Indian food. I understand it's really good.
Right, yeah.
All right.
No problem. What can I do for you?
One tandoori chicken.
Fucking.
Sorry?
One tandoori chicken.
One tandoori chicken.
Two.
Is that as a main course or as a starter?
Yeah, that's part of it. Whatever. Just get that. Two garlic lamb. Garlic two. Lamb.
Yeah, was that the garlic chili lamb?
Yeah.
One chili,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One banchud. One what,
sorry? Banchud.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Banchud. Are you Indian?
No, I'm Bangladeshi.
You're Bangladeshi? Okay. So, soup maranit foie?
Raj, who is this?
Oh, this is Raj. You have soup maranit foie? Durhala? Durhala? Hala?
You fucking asshole.
You fucking mother.
Hala, hala.
Dur hala.
Yeah, I tell you what, mate. If you think you're fucking hard, mate, come say it to my face. You pussy. So don't come start shouting at me, mate. If you think you're fucking hard, come say it to me fucking face.
Fucking.
Yeah,
devil.
Suck me fucking ass, you prick.
Hey, I want to come in.
I know those are the two Bangladeshi ones that we do. So that.
He got really pissed.
Yeah, he did. Let's call him back.
I'm going to have to learn those. Here, I'll apologize.
Or Bombay.
If he answers. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize for my husband. It's
no, I don't give a shit, mate. Don't apologize. Don't tell your husband. No. He thinks he's fucking hard. Come say it to my face.
No, he's on medication.
I don't even give a flying fuck. He's on medication.
Yeah, and
you're fucking you know, people start giving them loads of shit on the phone, right? If you think you're fucking up, both of you could have fucking fight with both. You fucking tricks. I don't give a shit about no fucking apologies. I don't want no fucking apologies.
I'm sorry.
Shit all over the counter.
Well, you can hear his voice quivering. He's really emotional about it.
He's pissed.
All right, let me just try to apologize then. No. Damn. oh man. Okay. Here's the other one you posted there, the Bombay Club. Oh yeah.
We can complain about that guy, ask them if they know his restaurant.
Hello, Bombay Club?
Yes, one Papadom.
Hello?
One Papadom. One chicken tikka masala. Hello?
I think he hung up. I heard a click.
I just had to throw it at him. I guess that was rude of me. How rude of me just to start barking at her. I should have had pleasantries.
Hey, this is business.
Trying the first one again.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Sorry?
I'd like to make an order, please.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Yeah, one chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, one chicken tikka masala, yeah.
Uh-huh. One papadoms.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
One banchud.
Fuck you, Wanka.
Your mother.
Mom.
Yeah, all right. I'll try him again.
What's up?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Sorry?
How are you, buddy?
What?
How's everything?
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Cross. I wanted to kiss you on your lips and...
You motherfucker, put the phone down, you fucker.
You want to touch your hair, nice and soft hair, nice black hair?
Fucking wanker.
You have nice black hair?
Hey, this is, it's all about love.
Because,
yes, hello.
Sir, this is all about love. We're spreading love around Stoke-on-Trent.
You're spreading love. I'll stab my fucking fist on your fucking throat. I'm telling you now, you ring one more time. I'll get the police. I'll trace your number. I'll fucking get you done for it.
Take your number again. Take your medication. You're stuttering.
Don't ring the fucking number again.
You're stuttering.
People trying to fucking do a job here, you prick.
You're stuttering. Take your medication.
Trust me, take your medication. I'll fucking give you some medication, you fucking jackass.
I got some. Spread your cheeks, and I'll give you some. Your butt cheeks.
Yeah, come on, man. Come for me, then.
Come front to me.
You know the number, mate. You know where we are. Fucking come down, man. Fucking tell me where you are. I'll come to you right now, you prick.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
We're at the hotel.
Are you dark-skinned?
Yeah, the hotel. I'll fucking bomb you to pieces, you fucking saggy-ass piece of fucking shit.
We're at the Moderchode Hotel.
Hmm?
Are you dark-skinned?
The Moderchode Hotel.
Oh, shit. Wow, man. All right.
Save that number.
Yeah, I guess so. I had a voicemail from that number that keeps calling back, but it's just beep boop bop. Listen. That's it. That's all you get from them. Yeah. So they're interested in talking, maybe. They're trying to hack the voicemail too. It might be possible. Okay, well, moving right along. Let's go forward. More prank calls on this Tuesday episode of Prank Call Machine. Definitely saving that number for the Kismet Ass restaurant. I would like to call them a little later. Yes, sir, you were saying?
Oh, you know, I've put a couple more there. I don't know if you want to do a couple more Bonchode calls. But yeah. I also have a number of a hotel in France. It's not the gay guy, but it was the guy I called before. He sounded like he was maybe Middle Eastern, and he got really pissed off when I... when I was fucking around with him, he called me a game-playing guy.
Game-playing.
Try calling him.
Hey, we can also call that Cope dude that got really mad and was whistling and yelling in the phone really loud.
Oh, Mr. Cope, yeah.
Mr. Cope, yeah. That was
we tried calling him on, I forget when, it was in Conf, and he didn't get mad, he just hung up.
Oh.
We even asked him to play his whistle.
Was it around the same time of night?
No, it was like late at night here.
Okay. Well, here we go with a call. Hopefully, trying to get the phone to ring.
Thank you for calling the Owens Corning Kansas City plant.
Oh,
if you are a customer calling about a product or an order, please call 1-800-GET-PINK. That's 1-800-438-7465.
No.
To dial by
no.
Name.
Press don't do that.
No. For directions
why would he do that?
Press 2. To speak with human resources, press 3.
All right, let's call talk to HR about Brad making a fart noise on the phone.
Arby is being disruptive.
You have reached human resources. For payroll, press 1. For employee benefits, press 2. If you are uncertain, press 3.
If I'm uncertain... I don't know.
Please leave a message for
Bill Parks.
After the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Bill Parks.
Please enter your PIN.
Fuck Bill Parks. Not answering the phone, motherfucker. I should have tried to see if 0000 worked. Bet you
yeah.
Fucking yeah. Let me try to call back, get the switchboard, huh? Because that's bullshit right
there. Thank you for calling the Owens Corning Kansas City plant.
0 is not valid.
Thank you for calling the Owens Corning Kansas City plant. If you are a customer calling about a product or an order, please call 1-800-GET-PINK.
Fuck you. I did 4. What do you think 4 was?
For environmental, press 1. For safety, press 2.
0 is not valid.
All right, safety. We're in a safety.
Yeah, we have some issues. Safety issues.
You've reached Nico Armstrong's office number. I'm not in right now.
Fuck. Fuck them, right? They don't want to answer, they can go to hell. Next one down the line. No. Let's call more Bonchode. Bonchode always good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Brad. Hi. I'm sorry. Don't make fart, okay?
I won't this time. I just needed to get my revenge.
I know. I was thinking it was kind of rude to do that to you, but it was just kind of funny.
Yeah, it totally ruined my show. Like, I had a good show, and then you ruined it.
No, it didn't. It was a bad show. No, you were good. Dude, everyone's been having good shows lately. Every night that I've heard a show, I have not been disappointed, to be honest. And last night was just weird. I was just listening to Matt and that girl, and who else is Cool Rob, and then me.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of last night. That was pretty fun.
That was cool.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah,
they make a good couple.
I would not like to have Ida's hangover today, I'll tell you that.
I kept thinking that, too.
She's probably used to it. Yeah. Someone in the chat room said, like, anyone that can make Matt look like the straight man, like the sober guy.
Sober, yeah.
Pretty bad.
I don't want to say
that. I didn't
think
that would be possible.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking it, too, but I didn't want to type it in chat, but I had thought that, too. I just didn't want to be real. I love Maddie, but holy shit. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how you're doing for numbers, but I have a few more 24-hour fitness if you want them.
Sure, yeah. I like messing with those guys.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be total bro guy. Like, hey, bro.
Yeah, you still got to get somebody to come in for the blood sample.
Do a blood test to see if they're perverted. Yeah. All right. Spice Island, real quick, while you grab those, Brad. Thank you.
Sure.
Good evening, Spice Island.
Hey, baby, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Are you Indian or where are you from?
We're an Indian restaurant.
Okay, I'd like to make an order.
Yes, please, what would you like?
Yes, one order of chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala, yes, please.
Yeah, one order of garlic naan.
Garlic naan.
Yeah. All right. One banchud.
Yeah, anything else?
One banchud.
What's that?
Banchud is your sister. Fucking your sister, one banchud.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, I do fuck your sister, yes. And
I think you like that, don't you?
I love your sister. Can you bring her in front of me?
Your mom, you all of your mom.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys might be brothers.
Yeah. Now someone's calling back from a block number. This is scary because, remember... Brad, someone gave me a number to an ICBM fucking launch.
Yeah, I heard that. That's shitty.
That's bad. It's very bad. Shame.
Stupid listeners. I think we should ban all listeners.
That same guy was telling me, hey, add me to your Skype. What do you want? Hey, I want to make an order.
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Give me a second. Yo, what you like?
One sister.
What would you like? Sarah?
One sister. Okay. Anyway, that's not cool, right? And the person was like, hey, add me on Skype. I love to do pranks with you guys. Yeah, right? Yeah, right.
It reminds me of Crystal Palace. Confidence is high. Whatever that was.
Yeah. Confidence is high. Looking Glass.
Yeah, whatever.
Crystal Palace sounds cool, too. Okay, let me go back to Skype here. Where the... well, you know what? Let's give our friend at Kismet a call again.
Yeah, he probably has just calmed down.
Just enough. Okay, well, let me continue then.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to be getting takeout there for the rest of the evening.
Nope. Hotel Minerve. All right, and this is the French one you were talking about?
Yeah, so this guy, he said he couldn't give me a booking because he's just the night guy, night security. So I started making up a confirmation number and reading it back, and then I quoted myself a rate, and he started getting really, really pissed off.
Okay. All right, here we go.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah, I'll put him on.
Un séjour inoubliable dans un hôtel de charme et de caractère.
Hôtel Miller, bonsoir.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'd like to book a reservation. Do you have availability this weekend?
For the weekend?
Yeah. Saturday night and Sunday night, I'm going to be in.
Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Paris fucking my girlfriend. I'm going to be fucking... Come on.
That's not the same guy either.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Is that the same guy?
No.
Oh, shit. We'll try him again.
Others painted by friends.
I love that music, man. I love that music. Whoops.
Oh, you know, when I called, it was earlier in the day, so it was still the night security guy.
Excuse me.
Hey, buddy.
Could you stop calling, please?
I'd like to make a reservation.
No, I don't have any reservations.
Fuck your mother. Fuck your mother.
No, you're not.
Brad, you tell him you would like to make a reservation now.
Okay. I love him.
The music is awesome. The music is
Hello?
The best part of
Did he
it.
Hang up?
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
The music is the best part of it. It's like a production.
Yeah, all those Paris hotels have music like that.
Hooked on classics. It's like they're spinning the record fast. Hello? Hello?
Yes, may I speak to the caller?
30 words. I don't want to hear his, you know what I mean? Talking to his girlfriend with a very bad word. You think I am here to hear that?
Hello, sir, can you hear me?
Drogatic?
Sir, hello?
And he's just calling hotels.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, you have the pharmacist open right here. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Buenas noches. Thank you.
What was that?
What the fuck was that about?
He said buenos noches at the end. Did you hear that?
Yeah, buenos noches. Yeah, maybe he had someone in Spanish.
What was the 480 number? Were you connecting people together? Or?
Yeah, well, so it was that person that keeps calling in, so I connected it.
I was confused by that.
Yeah, just because it was playing the funky music, so I thought it'd be funny if they were trying to call back in and they got this weird French fucking cabaret-sounding thing. Not cabaret, but, you know. Yeah. Well, moving right along.
I pasted 6 24-hour fitnesses for you.
All right, let me do those. Do some of those and might be wrapping it up. Lorani Gionico. All right. Foreigner. No answer before. Hopefully,
I only tried them like late at night, so hopefully they'll be there in the daytime.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, who is this?
Good. This is Cross. I'm calling. You were here.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. So we have a complaint about you. I wanted to call. Did you want to discuss this before we, you know?
No, actually, it was everything fine then. So, yeah, I don't need that anymore anyway, so.
All right. Whatever.
So, thank you for calling me back anyway.
All right, anyway.
Bye, have a good day. Thank you.
All right.
Fuck you.
I don't know. I don't want to bother her for some reason. Yeah.
She doesn't want it. She doesn't need it anymore, she said.
Yeah. Well, now I'm just remembering now I do have to get started on stuff early tonight. I actually probably should go now. I just realized the clock that I'm looking at has not been adjusted for daylight savings time. So actually, it's an hour later.
It's really 5 o'clock your time.
Yeah.
You just hate my numbers. I get the hint.
No. Seriously, I can't. Thanks, guys, for being out with me. And we'll catch you in a moment.
All right.
Bye, Carlito.
Bye-bye. Oops. Yeah, if I don't start these meatballs, I'm going to be in trouble because they got to be in the oven for a while to cook through. I like to make the big kinds. You know what I'm saying? The big kind. Yeah, okay. Anyway, well, I will talk to you guys later Thursday. I hope to do the next Madhouse show. Super excited about that. Boy, howdy.